We came across an article claiming that AT&T is in talks with banks to raise a $14 billion term loan to fund spectrum purchases. We're not sure if it's accurate, but it certainly makes a ton of sense. If it's true, I'd make four quick points. Number one, this would raise cash at AT&T from $10 billion to $24 billion, which would get them 85 megahertz of spectrum. This is a big increase from our prior estimate of 45 megahertz. It leaves AT&T in a materially better position competitively. It would also leave them slightly above their 2022 leverage target. However, they're much better off with the spectrum and higher leverage than without the spectrum. Point number two, this suggests that T-Mobile won less. We already suspected this when T-Mobile raised just $3 billion in a debt deal last week. If the article's true, our estimate for T-Mobile spend would fall to $13 billion for 45 megahertz, down from $19 billion for 65 megahertz previously. Point number three, this should also make cable investors more relaxed. Consensus for cable spend shot up to $12 billion, with some as high as $27 billion, because investors didn't think the carriers had the capacity to absorb the higher auction spend. We never thought this was likely, but we will certainly be breathing easier if AT&T raises another $14 billion. We would expect Cable Dish and others to spend $15 billion collectively for 50 megahertz, down from $17 billion for 65 megahertz previously. Small carriers and financial buyers could easily account for $8 billion, with Dish and Cable splitting the remaining $7 billion. Point number four, the auction results are very positive for our spectrum value thesis. Investors should be more bullish on T-Mobile because the fierce competition for airwaves supports our view of their tremendous advantage. They should be more bullish on Dish given their spectrum portfolio. They should be more bullish on Ligado in the L-band, given the ability to boost the value of a carrier's C-band purchases with L-band. They should be less bullish on Verizon and AT&T. For while this auction helps them close the gap with T-Mobile, they'll never close it entirely, and most of the spectrum they win is only available in 3 years. Thank you.